This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we started our conversation with him talking about Cags. And we all know he got promoted to AAA. And he, I believe, will make his AAA debut tonight. If all goes well, he'll be in the lineup tonight out in Salt Lake City, assuming travel and everything was good. So why now? That was basically what we asked him. Basically, did anything change, or just why is now the right time for AAA?
Yeah, well, to be honest, like, nothing changed. He just continued to dominate Double-A baseball. You know, it was really good to see. He's, you know, we all know he hits the ball extremely hard, and that's his, you know, superpower. But we started to see some improvement in some of the decisions he was making on what pitches to hit and what pitches to lay off. And quite honestly, the level just wasn't good enough for him the way he was playing over an extended period of time. So we thought it was time for him to take the next step. You know, AAA, the pitching's better. Pitchers can game plan, but more importantly, follow a game plan better than AA pitchers because they're older, smarter, more experienced, and that's the right next step in his journey to the big league.
He wasn't being tested in Double-A anymore. And we
man was bored.
Yeah, he wasn't being tested. He was too damn good for Double-A.
Got now, that road trip in just in time.
Now he goes to Triple-A, and yeah, there's a real, like, not that there's not scouting in Double-A, but like there's true game planning, and as he said, you got some veterans, some guys that have been in the big leagues before that are rehabbing, or they're just down in AAA for the time being. They know how to approach hitters when they get a scouting report, and just stuff like that. It's a new challenge for Caglione, and but he was just there was he reached a point where they were not going to really see anything more than in Double-A. Like, we know, okay, you got it. You got Double-A. We know you can rake here. Let's see what you can do in Triple-A.
But I did think it was interesting, like, later in the conversation with him, he admitted what we know about the situation, which is, if we had asked you 6 months ago what the earliest timeline for Jack Caglione to get to Triple-A was, this is it. He was clear, Gold. He said, I can't think of a player in the time that I've been evaluating, that we only had the system for a year, that we were already putting in AAA. So, like, that is a really good sign to me for not just Jack Caglione, but also their willingness to get him to the big leagues at some point this year. Because if they're already willing to be like, damn, he's ahead of schedule, and it just is what it is, well, that means if he rakes in AAA Gold, then he's going to get back up. That we're going to keep going through these progressions and get him to the next one. The other interesting one, and I don't know if we got a clip for it or not, was when we asked him for a comp. Because, like, that's always kind of the interesting... We all play this game. People will be like, it's always the next Patrick Mahomes in the NFL or whatever, right? And there, we always get in the comp game. But asking the general manager, I had specifically cited one that Dusty had mentioned to us in the morning, which was Adam Dunn. A career I would take for Jack Caglione. Adam Dunn hit, like, 240 for his career with, like, 450 homers. So if you could just guarantee me that, I'd probably take it. When I mentioned that name to JJ, he said, I think he's a more complete hitter than that.
And then he said, I'm not saying he's going to be this player, but
we kind of think he might be Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, Pete Alonso, you say. Uh-huh. And then I was like, come on, I mean, I might as well get on his baseball reference page. What has Pete Alonso done? Well,
just look at what he's doing this year, too.
In his career. Pete Alonso.
Look what he's doing this year, Cody.
Pete Alonso in his career is a .252 hitter with a .343 on base and 235 career home runs in 7 years in the bigs, including leading the major leagues in home runs his rookie year with 53. He's had three 40 home run seasons. And yes, this year at age 30, where baseball players still sometimes have career years, he leads the league in doubles. He's hitting .301 with a .408 on base and already has 9 homers. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, that's pretty good.
So a couple home run derby titles as well mixed in there, you know.
Look, he knows. Look, JJ knows and the organization knows. I would just say from the very beginning, they have tried to. And JJ is like openly in interviews. Like, I think they've tried to be like, relax a little, guys. He's still a young player and we're developing him. He could have thrown out a lot of your names and just been like, I don't know if there's a direct comp. We'll see. He chose Pete Alonso. I didn't say Pete Alonso.
All-around hitter. Alonso's not just a power hitter. He can also spread, as you said, mentioned the doubles. He can spread
around
the yard.
As much as a guy like Adam Dunn did in his career. Not a true three-outcome hitter.
Look,
people want to think, like, I don't want Adam Dunn or Joey Gallo. I want a guy who, I mean, again, I take Adam Dunn, but like, you know, a guy who gets all
baseball. By no means are there guarantees, but look, he was a top 10 pick. He's a top 10 prospect in baseball. He's their number one prospect. They should have extremely high, you know, expectations and comps and all that. Does it mean that that's going to happen? No. Does it mean it's going to happen instantly? Definitely not. But that's why there's plenty of excitement, and we'll see how long he needs to be in AAA before he eventually gets called up to the big leagues. And what is going on at the big leagues could absolutely play a role, I think, in how long it takes him to get called up as well. Good, or, you know, on the both ends of that, by the way. You know, where is his team still in the playoff hunt? Have they fallen off? Did the offense get going? Did they acquire a bat outside the organization? All of that could have an impact on ultimately when we see Caglione at the big league level. But yeah, now we start watching the AAA numbers a little bit, and tonight's his first one. So we'll see how it goes, man.
I like hearing left-handed Pete Alonso. People mentioning Jim Thome and some other guys. It's always tough because when you're big and tall and play first base and are left-handed, yeah, we can all like get to the same 4 or 5 players you kind of hope that they turn into, or this or that or outside of that. And I do definitely kind of get it. I am very hopeful that at some point that everyone regrets being like the 5 players that they passed on instead of Jack Caglione. Now, there are some other very highly thought of prospects who were taken ahead of him, including Charlie Condon, who's
number one prospect for the Rockies, or number two prospect for the Rockies.
Who's a top 30 prospect in all of baseball. J.J. Weatherholt was taken right after
Cardinals.
Him. He's one of the top 20 prospects in all of baseball. Nick Kurtz.
He's already up with the A's.
He's already up in the big leagues, already playing. So, like, that guy certainly stands out. But, like, I do hope that there's some part where they're just like, oops. The number one pick that year was the Guardians, remember? The Royals got all screwed up in the... The Guardians shouldn't have had the number one overall pick statistically.
They got screwed. That's
and
right.
The Royals, we thought, all got screwed by getting stuck down at 6.
Well,
and they might still be there. The Guardians took that year Travis Bezzana.
He's a very popular. It's just funny. You know why I know the prospects?
Is he a card?
Is
he
what's
popular
funny.
In the card
normally,
game?
Normally, I do not know any other prospects in baseball, because why would you know about some other team's farm system unless you're really nerding out?
The collectibles game.
But in the sports card market right now, the new Bowman cards came out, which are all about prospects for the most part. And that's how all these names are very familiar. These are the names you mentioned, Condon and Kurtz and all. These are all guys you want to pull out of the packs because they're all their top prospects. Yeah.
Bad news. He was hurt yesterday.
He is. But Condon's coming back from a wrist injury.
Bezzana is what is this? This headline is very weird. Is dealing with a rare injury and may be out for a while. Ooh, mystery injury.
Yeah. Condon for the Rockies had some like wrist injury or something. I think he's just coming back.
You know what? Jack's healthy. Can't. Yeah. I mean, honestly, look at that.
Oh my God.
Knock on this fake wood. What? He's fine. You can't jinx people every time you say words.
Gosh, dang it.
Get to AAA.
Just remember this moment, all of you. Remember this moment right now.
What's my grace period?
Oh, my goodness.
A week? 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks on the good stuff. You get 2 weeks on the voodoo, too.
So just as long as he's healthy in 2 weeks, I'm off the hook, right? Yep. We all agree?
Yeah, my goodness.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh,